Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
That is what they are worshipping and serving, not the Christ. Ellen, stand up. Thank you. Stand up. I want to help you with something. You are free. I have put protection of God's spirit upon you. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. I have to pray for you. Because I saw in the realm of the spirit that somewhere July into August, a certain terrible sickness affected you. And then you were in bed. It's like you were in bed. And because in the realm of the spirit, the reason why I whispered to her was that I was asking her that whether there has been any conversation about you concerning any sickness. Because in the spirit, it looks as if that I was seated there with certain men, certain people, divine people. And then there was an entourage telling me something. I know what I saw and I know what I'm seeing. But I will not be able to go there because if I go there, you will be emotional. I don't want you to be emotional. Because I saw in the realm of the spirit that the Lord was watching her. And there has been a prayer for you already. So the Lord was watching you to perform what the prayer is about and the declaration is about. So the realm of the spirit, God made a way because prophetic words must be fulfilled. But all of a sudden, when it gets beyond July into August, a certain announcement will be made concerning your life that will transform your life for good. But I saw that there are certain people that have been in your family and they caused you to be sick. And the Lord was telling me that this one is not the first. It has happened before in your life.
Yes, sir.
Where you were ever sick, almost as if you were going to die.
Yes.
But it was someone who stood like a brother, who stood like a prophetic word and issued a command. And God sent people to help you. So all of a sudden you got healed, you got well. They think that it was a remedy from the natural medicine. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm seeing people like that. But in the realm of the spirit, before somebody will be told to, who does this local herbs, and because they did whatever they could. Several places, nothing was happening to you.
Yes.
You almost died.
Yes, Papa.
But what they did unto you, okay, left in you something, okay, that periodically, so almost as if every time there should be some kind of sickness and it has something to do with your sinus and your head.
Yes, Papa.
So when you were there, a lot of things started coming out. And the Lord said, this has been their format. Now, so it almost as if, because these are beings, people, some of them from your family and some of them also from heaven. And it's like a negotiation for your life. Do you understand?
Yes, Papa.
And then the Lord said, refer to the word that has been spoken before. And bring her up.
Amen.
Because she must cross July unto August. And then September, she must do an orientation.
Yeah.
So I saw cost elements. Cost elements. Because it's like, Nana, where the initial woman said, where sign Babian? It's cost element, it's money issue. Instead of money into the future, money must solve sickness. And the Lord says, John, you must not watch this under your wings.
Amen.
Am I correct? If anything happened to you when you were younger?
Yes, Papa.
When you were young?
Yes, Papa.
Before you be, even
from
before
14 years, I was sick for more than 3 years.
Wow.
Yes. The
doctors,
they didn't know what it was. They just said it was with my kidneys, but up to now, they didn't really see what it was.
Nothing. A negotiation for her life. You have not... This where you want time, because you want to change your mind. And I'm going to be Jesus. Jesus, remember you are the one who spoke to me.
Yes, Lord.
I will do your will and perfect it.
Yes, Lord.
As I speak, I call a vessel halash. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bring the word of God from heaven to sit inside of you.
Amen.
That God, Elohim, will remember you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Son of God.
Amen.
Thank Holy Father. And kwala na waye good am o musa no. Nkwala bi o munye ni pao. Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Son of the living God. Spirit of the Lord. Let him receive it. Clap your hands, it's done.
Hallelujah.
Stand here. So there are no words. The lady I prayed for, where is she? Ellen. Is it Helen or Ellen? Ellen. There have been words spoken in the divine corridors. Someone who was a backbone spoke. And the Lord says, speak this. So I prayed for a simple, but you don't know what has happened in the spirit. You don't know what was happening in her body. This man, you the one who turned. Yes. What's your name, sir? Stephen. Savior. Let the Lord save your life. Lift up your hands. Let the Lord save your life. Okay. Let the Lord save your life. Eventually, you must do the work of the Lord.
Yes, Papa.
Nobody will take you out of this world before your time.
Amen.
When I say that, you understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't know who is building that you are accompanying, or you are going to a site where there is a building and they are mounting the roof.
Yes, sir. Somebody, where my land is, somebody is building in front of.
Be very careful.
Yes, sir.
I saw a wind. It took off that and it rested upon you. When people came, I watched it. That's why I'm praying for you.
Yes, sir.
I watched it. And the Lord told me that's not her time. They manipulated it because they want somebody off. And you will cry. My camera will show you. Stand up. So you see that in your spirit will be trouble, that it's like somebody is going to die. Somebody. But who named the papu?
I'm always having dreams about dead people.
And tell us, you have been having what?
I've been having a lot of dreams about seeing dead people or funerals. Even this dawn, I had the same dream again. Like burials.
You will never be buried before your time. Spirit of death, come out! In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I bring you life.
Amen.
Life. In the name of Jesus. Come. And I see like doctors, what they use to test people, whether their temperature is up or not. Then it's on a small screen. I see you only rose up and started coming down again. And the Lord says, you have seen that you internally, you are not well. You feel it.
Yes.
It's like your life. If your life is 100%, I started back down.
Yes, sir. Yes, Papa.
Tell me.
Yes, I've been feeling some pains internally. Yes. Sometimes I feel like there's something wrong with me. And then sometimes it goes. So I felt like maybe there's some food I've been taking that is causing it. Even today, I felt it. So I was thinking maybe...
You will not die.
Amen.
You will not die.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Health and life. In Jesus' name. Jesus has taken it out.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Amaji.
Amen to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I would want to continue, talk about some brief stuff. Amen.
Amen.
In the tabernacle, and the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 6 to 10, and as I was saying the other day, the Bible said the Lord entered into the most holy place once. The book of Hebrews chapter number 9, from the verse number 6, it says, now, when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services. Now, it's talking about what happens in the heavenly one, because we are not privy to, because we don't see what is happening in the heavens. And even when you are taken on a visitation, unless God takes you to a particular event in the heavens, you wouldn't know what they are doing. But this is the one that God took Moses there to observe and to see what was being done. And he came on earth to replicate what was on earth. And so that is the only one we can talk about. But as we talk about it, it is a shadow. So a shadow means that it's just like you seeing your shadow. It means that you are around. So a shadow is actually it represents an original. So a shadow is a reflective image. Okay, it's a reflective image of the original image, right? Or original person or original thing. So the moment you are talking about shadow, it means the original is there. So it's like if you can see here, the light, you know, there's one coming here, which is the headlight, the key light, and that which is coming is the key light, the fail light, and then the headlight, you know, has cast a kind of shadow, because it emerges together, so it casts a shadow on this one. So you can actually see the shadow of the piano here, the stand, and the chair. All of them, you can see them. So when you see this, it represents an image. It means there's something there. So this is the image that the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ were talking about. Now, so here the Bible says that, thank you, my Father. Now, when these things had been thus prepared, the priests were just, you know, many of them. So the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle. And he was talking about the priest, which is Aaron, and his two sons. Or the chief priest, or the high priest, and his other priest. Later on, they were calling them chief priests, which are not the high priest. That means that they had ranked the priest according to their own order, you know. So the Lord was talking about the traditions of men. They loved positions. Everybody wanted some form of title and some position which the Lord had not ordained yet. So he said, when these things had been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone. So when the Bible talks about the tabernacle of meeting, it's the dwelling place of God. That's where the tabernacle is. Now, with the tabernacle, there was something called the sanctuary and the most holy place. The sanctuary and the dwelling place of God. Now, the sanctuary was also a dwelling place of God, but it was more like God's glory when it dwells at the most holy place. It actually encompasses the whole place. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. So, I just need you to understand. And the Bible says that, and it's also another realm. So, the way they build the tabernacle of meeting is a step. You make a step before you go unto the most holy place. So, to people, it was just a step. But it was a high dimension or high realm. So, from the sanctuary, you needed to translate into, and there was a door. There was a door. In the tabernacle, they used a veil. The veil. And the veil was torn, signifying that now people can come to the presence of God. So, when the presence of God is here, everybody at all can walk in who has been sanctified by the Lord. You can walk in. Okay, so once you have been sanctified by the Lord, you can walk in. But when Solomon built the temple, which was not now the tabernacle, but it was now the temple which was physically and solidly built, there was an introduction of a door. And they inscribed the cherub in it. That means the cherub in it has a meaning. The cherubs at the walls of the most holy place also have a meaning. So when you look at all around the most holy place, there was actually the drawings, because they were doing drawings because they could not see and invite a cherub to be there. In the symbol, they did something to represent. And that's how even the prophetic is about. Prophetic is actually what God has for you in the heavenly realms as we see your life in Christ. Then we see your physical selves, you know, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And then we see that it's actually conflicting. This is what God sees you, and this is who you are here. It means the knowledge of who you are there has not been brought to you. So prophecy is to bring what is it and who you are over there, so that we can actually what? Teach you about who you are, and you begin to live like that on the edge. So that the moment you live like that, it's like you live according to your pattern that is there. So anybody who hears the word of God doesn't want to live like that. It means that you are living in opposite direction to what who you are and what you are there. What God has programmed for you over there. That's what it means. So it is actually like a symbolic, okay, representation of what it is there. So the same way, you see that the cherubs were drawn everywhere, you know. I think last year, Prophet John was talking about it. He was teaching and then he came through that. But there will be, I don't know whether he's handled that also, but it's something that we'll have to teach you. Now, so there is a reason why they are there. There's a reason. Because remember that God's glory, as much as we have been invited into the most holy place, there is still that kind of shrouding power that covers the essence of God. Are you hearing my point?
Sure.
Like, yes. So that you could not behold, you know, Him. And that is why He has come to dwell in all of us. So there is a teaching. There is a teaching of the Word of God. Because they are personalities that have actually what? That have actually conquered the way. Now, and so, when you read the Bible, in the prophets, you will see how these people carry the presence of God. And it is impossible if God, let me show you something in the Bible. Glory be to Jesus. Can I?
Yes, sir.
Now, thank you, Spirit of God. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I'll be talking as I show you these things. Let your name be glorified. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Yes. Now, so in the allotted inheritance of all of us, the believers, God has actually given us what? An inheritance. So in the region above the clouds, okay, where the celestial bodies revolve, where beyond this particular kind of visible arc, which is called the firmament, you know, above that is actually the region above the clouds where the celestial's bodies revolve, where they live. God has actually put a lot of testimonies there for us to know. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And I just want to show you something here. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go ahead. I'll show you. So, when God's train is coming, when God's presence is coming, when He's moving, God Himself moves on, like they are entourage. So when somebody begins to see, like a prophet who is caught up in the spirit and begin to see the entourage of God, he begins to describe how He moves. And in the Bible it's recorded how He moves. There are several things when God opens your eyes to see, you know, and there are levels of sight as well. And people must actually acknowledge that there are levels of sight. Now, and sometimes there's a reason why somebody might claim, and it's also the prerogative of God, but it requires knowledge to be able to see certain height of God or certain height of revelation. It requires knowledge. So the more you have knowledge about what the Lord, because otherwise why would what God want to show you? He might even destroy yourself. Yes. So God will show you something based on your pursuit of His knowledge. Somebody's pursuing the Lord's maybe agenda somewhere, and it's about assignment, and God will want to show you so that you are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt, amen, that this is a potent truth of the Word of God, so you can share with others as well, and the basis of it will be in the Word of God, amen. We'll be in the written word. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Yes. And so the Bible talks about everlasting doors. The Bible talks about gates. The Bible talks about the King of Glory goes through that gate. Now, each of the everlasting doors are manned by personalities which are called doors. So when you see those who are everlasting doors, they are there. And the King of Glory, when he's coming through, these everlasting doors, they step aside. Or they move away. And they are, you know, gates as well. That means that they are personalities manning gates. And what they man, they have been, like, it's been infused in them as their names. Okay, when you have such encounters, you understand it. So, when you go unto the most holy place too, you have that kind of exposure and experience there. Where in the Bible you see that, the Bible says, let the cherubs be drawn unto the walls and let them be also into the doors and all of that. And then those who stand on the mercy seat, and then they cover, the Lord. And so the Lord has said that in the book of, the epistles, he said it. And in Timothy, he says, he dwells in unapproachable light. And he revealed this word not in the Old Testament, but he revealed this word in the New Testament. That God dwells in unapproachable light. The one who has actually shown us kindness, and he has been merciful unto us, and has invited us to the throne of grace, that when we get there we have to obtain mercy, is also telling us that he dwells in unapproachable light. That means, the term unapproachable in itself explains, where he is and whether you can go there or not. He says he's dwelling in unapproachable light. Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible says something profound and very powerful. And, and perhaps I will reveal that to you now. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't have to hear, say amen to that.
Amen.
Are you ready to hear that?
Sure.
The book of Hebrews chapter number 12. Okay. The book of Hebrews chapter number 12. When you read from the verse number, let me read from the verse number, 9. It says, furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Okay? We paid them respect. Then he says, shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? And then he says, for they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. So our fathers, natural fathers, corrected us. They chastened us when we went wrong. Some of them, they took things, they took whips, and then they beat us so that we will be corrected. Some of them, they called us, and then in 3 years, she went in. Amen. Yes. So, and then you took that correction, and it made you a better person. He says that he's doing some comparative, analysis here. He said, and it seemed best to them, but he, which is the Lord, he, for our prophets. That means God actually chastens you for your own profit.
Yes.
But we, for our profit, so our earthly fathers, they chasten us, even sometimes based on their own what desires. Maybe you want to do this, they also want you to do that. And then because you are not towing their line, they beat you because you don't want to do what they want to do, what they want you to do. Just like that. Sometimes your father will refuse to pay your school fees because he wants you to do a particular subject, and your interest, and you understand, and you are more flexible with one particular kind of thing, and he will beat you because of that. So, but the Bible says that this our parents who corrected us, we like that because they even corrected us for their what seemed best to them. But Jesus, he, the Lord, he corrected us for our profits. He corrects us for our profit. That the reason is that we may be partakers of his holiness. Can you imagine that? That we may be partakers of what? His holiness. Now, this word holiness is not, it's like hagiotis. It means that it is the state of being God. It's the state of God. Now, this holiness is actually, three words together. Consecration, sanctification, and purification.
Sometimes you might think that purification is the same and similar to sanctification. It's not. All right? Because the Spirit sanctifies us. And then, but there is a state where we get to where we are purified. Now, there is a deed that causes what? That causes sanctification for you to be saved, for you to be called pure. And there is also a declaration that is also declared on you that makes you what? Also pure. So in Christianity, especially under faith and under grace, there is a declaration from the mouth of God that anybody who is born again, you are what? You are what? Sanctified. You are sanctified. Then he now commissioned you into a deed that these are the things that you must do whilst you have been sanctified by his Spirit, so that, do you understand? So that you are purified. So everyone who has this hope in himself purifies himself even unto the end. Are you seeing the point now?
Sure.
Yeah, so we need to understand these kind of terminologies in the Bible so we don't confuse ourselves. But a lot of people, when they hear this, oh, okay, so it's not your effort to be purified, but they have not gotten understanding of what it means. Okay, that is why the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see God. But there are two things. He talks about peace, and then he talks about holiness. He didn't talk about only one thing. Now, and this peace is not shalom. Listen, if I can read further. Then he talks about, now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present. So that means Christians go through chastening. But how does he do it? But painful. The Bible says it is not joyful for anybody going through such system, but it is painful process. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So it's a training process. So if you have been trained by it and you go through, it is not something comfortable, but you have to go through so that at the end of it, you will bear fruit. Men of God, women of God, you got to go through. So in going through, you don't determine the years. You yield. Your responsibility is to what? Oh, you said the word yield.
Yield.
You have to yield. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. So if you don't yield unto it, and you'll be talking, and the more you talk, the more you are prolonging your own time. You are prolonging your own manifestation. That's what it means. Now, so he said, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. So the people that sometimes are weary because of some of these kind of chastening, and make straight path for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Because there are wounds, you have to be healed. And say, pursue peace with all people. Pursue peace. It's part of it. Pursue peace with all people. Then he says, pursue peace with all people and holiness. So it's a pursuit. Pursue peace and what? And holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So it is a pursuit. Pursue peace and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. No one will see the Lord. So we are in a ministry. People can offend you easily. There are those, I tell you the truth, eh? This is like a hospital where different kinds of sicknesses have, people with sicknesses have come. There are those whose sicknesses irritate others. There are those whose sicknesses, the pain of it, it's mild. So they are there and they are doing slowly. But there are those who sicknesses, eh? The manifestation is loud. Way, the whole hospital that we are all in. And everybody is trying to, you know, receive cure. So the doctors, they've seen all these pains and shouting, sir, it has become normal for them. So when you are shouting, they don't really, they say, oh, okay, it will be well. It's okay. It's okay, then inject you and you sleep small. In the field of the spirit, the same way, there are those who, like, do you understand? They are like that. They make a lot of noise with their pain. You are not in their body, you can't feel their pain. But whatever pain that they are feeling, they can actually make a lot of noise with us. And there may be the word there that a lot of people are experiencing the same symptoms. But you can see some of them whose response to pain are different. They can be exclaiming, oh, yeah, like, you know, nobody sleeps in the night because of their pain, unless you inject them with something. Because their responsiveness to pain differs from the others. Are you with me now?
Sure.
So in the body of Christ, the same way, We are all going through what? A clinical process. We are being what? Healed. We are being what? Nurtured. We are being trained. You understand? We're going through certain phases in life. And when the word of God comes, everybody and the kind of unique understanding God has given them. Some of them, when they hear, they understand. Some of them, they have to go and sit in the house once and they will understand. Some of them, they have to sit over and over. Some of them, it takes them the whole month for them to understand. So the yielding results are not the same. The Bible says some of them, they bear 100-fold harvest. Some of them, they bear what? 60-fold. And some of them, they bear what?
30-fold.
But it's the same fertile what? Land or soil. That's what it means. Please, are you getting my point now?
Sure.
It's the same thing. So as I'm teaching, now somebody's mindset may be somewhere else. He's thinking about something, even though he's in church. So he won't get what I'm talking about. His mindset is somewhere. Amen? Yeah, thinking about something. Glory be to Jesus.
Amen.
And what he's thinking about will not add up to his eternity. That's what it is. So you have to understand how the Lord positions his things and how he does his things. Okay? Yes. So let me show you this. He said, without which no man will see God. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. So this one today is the grace of God fixed with it.
We will be right back.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
Can you hear me speak?
Yes.
To the glory of God, I receive him.
Papa, I thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Papa located me and ministered to me on something that I've been praying about. So I thank God from answering that prayer.
Since 15 years, I've been in BB drugs. God that is working in this ministry has cleared everything for me.
Papa located her and prayed for her. After some few months, I think 3 months, my friend called me that the wife has conceived.
I thank God for his healing. I thank God for his deliverance.
Papa prayed for me. From that day, I've not had such attacks again.
Glory.
God saved me through the hand of Papa. I thank the Lord that I've been saved. Had Papa work on me, you saw it during the blood factor feast. I had that massive deliverance.
To his glory. If there is a need to boast of something, then there is a manifestation here. Through the anointing of the Prophet Donanotti.
I mark her in the name of Jesus. Shum, the Lord opened my eye. That's why worship is important. And I saw in the realm of the spirit, I lose your name from any camp of the devil, any chronic headaches and fever.
Yes, Lord.
They want to attack your life, your health. Life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come out of here.
Out.
Every attack of the devil against your life, I cancel it.
Amen.
Every attack of the spirit, evil world, opening up unto things against you to fight your favor and your importance, I cancel it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shout glory be to Jesus.
This is the Global Prayer Palace. This and every Thursday at 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra. Also live on World Wide Web Television on YouTube.
Light the world with the word of life.
Is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Amachi. Welcome back.
There is a unique grace of God fixed with it. That is the reason why there are a lot of people, and when God calls them, they just take microphone and their Bible and they start, you know, ministry. I know those who have started ministry like that, and it's been 10 years now, and they are complaining. So when they see some of us, they think that, and we warned them when we're there when they started 10 years ago, and we're telling them that no. There are classes and lectures you need to go. And you can't skip. So they say, oh, forget it. So they did not. So they started their own. Amen.
Amen.
Now, 10 years ago, they used to wear a shoe. And you can see them today, they are still wearing the shoe. And the shoe determines how they walk. Yes. And it's not a problem. They are still going through their process. They've not come to realization yet. Because they neglected, you know, the body. And they even came up with their own teachings. And then they started accusing, you know, pointing, accusing fingers and all of that. We have seen it. Some of them, their prophecies were when they are praying together and people start manifesting. Whatever the evil spirit will say, that becomes their prophecy. So, do you understand? So they were guided by demons. So sometimes the manifestation will say that Alfred is evil. Alfred is joining a occultic group and they will believe. And so from there they will cut ties with Alfred. Why? Because they know that Alfred is a demon. And maybe Alfred is somebody that, you know, like Alfred got a contract and God spoke to him that his heart that share something for men of God. And he will go and give a larger portion to this man. And he will say, his friend who has started a mission, he will say, yesterday I sold you a demon. If I didn't hear that, I would have taken this money and my ministry would have been locked. Please, I don't need the money. Go and take it to another person. And Alfred will bring it to Jananochi. Jananochi, you take it. Why? Because Jananochi, Jananochi is wiser in his generation. He has studied the word of God. He has actually followed, the line of men who have gone down the same line. Do you understand the point? For me, when God sent me, I prayed, Lord, what do I do? I fasted 40 days, 49, and I prayed, Lord, what do I do? You know, so I will pray days and I'll pray night time. And I did water fasting fruit fasting for 20 days. And I think I did another water fasting for about 10 days. And then I did light soup fasting, like light food. It wasn't any solid food, like it was like light soup, like this, for another final 10 days. Because I was taught and I followed that. And within that, the Lord told me that this is your spiritual father. Follow whatever he tells you, whatever he says. And you'll be amazed at the visions that I had. So, for example, I always describe to people that, now, what people call ancient platitude, this is what it means. My father had gone to serve another man of God for all his life, over 45 years. And through that, he had prayed, fasted, served the man faithfully. And so he was rewarded spiritually. So if you see physically, you couldn't see a lot of those rewards. But spiritually, not knowing, he has spiritual assets. So he had a swimming pool. He has a swimming pool. And then he has been able to link the fountain to, he has been able to link his source to the fountain. So, and he used all these 45 years to do that. And me, I'm a small boy that have come. Perhaps I was 25 years, I've been called into ministry. And then I say, okay, now I'm also going to dig my own swimming pool and create a fountain. I will also take 45 to 50 years in order to do that. The first one, I will need a land. I will need a land where, you know, there is a fountain somewhere I cannot. You understand the point now? And even the fountain to accept me is a problem. Because I'm talking about fountain. People are fountain. So he gave that to us and we came and I saw the swimming pool. So I was also in the swimming pool. So my bucket was with me in the swimming pool. Then some of my people, they took their buckets out of the swimming pool, took their bucket, left the swimming pool, and said without the fountain flowing, so we never lack water. And said, we are going out to fetch our own water. We are going to find our water to fetch or buy. And they've been working for 20 years now. They've not still found the water to fetch. There is no understanding of these things. That is why when you have revelation of who you are following, you won't mess up. If you don't have revelation of the one you are following, I'm telling you, when he's speaking, no anointing will come upon you. Because, you see, the anointing, it is actually treasures. So you go out to discover the treasures. But there are those who can give you instruments, so that you can use that to discover. Some person called starting ministry, and I say starting a ministry is different from. It's different. There's a fire you need to start a ministry with. And God would have to watch your obedience before you are promoted each stage. You don't understand yet, so that's why. So sometimes somebody go and start. No, unless you start, you will not appreciate us. That's why some of them left Ghana, went to serve other people somewhere else. So, a lot of people, their service was outside. So, all their breakthroughs will have to come out from outside. Here, when they come here, they are very broken, poor. Nothing will work for them. We stayed. We served here. We got it here. Amen? So, I just want to show you some things. Otherwise, you will not appreciate it. And everything you will talk with your mouth, once you don't understand, and you will inflict a lot of wounds on yourself. So, your chastening will be a lot of time, So instead of maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you are left with 7 years more to go. Nobody is making things difficult. You are making it difficult for yourself because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. You were called. If a doctor wants to be a doctor, there is a training process, and a doctor would have to train him. When a doctor is training and says, for Droban for her, like you understand. So there are places we actually inject people. Eh? You will say that, no, I want to inject the eye. You will say that. Yes, you will say that. So when he tells you that, do this, you won't tell the person. So if you know you have the knowledge, then go and start your own. The moment the ministry is established, not your own. They are stakeholders. It's for Jesus. And Jesus, whether we are there or not, he will still continue to do his things. Amen? That's what it is. So if you don't listen to advice, and you think that you can just carry yourself, you know, there are those like, like, you know, it is part of the process. The Bible talks about chastening. And so before you will get unto the most holy place, there are people, personalities that are blocked all the way. Because he dwells in unapproachable light. So how do you approach there? Do you understand the point? But the way has been open for us. But the structure of the place he dwells, that's what it means. That means there are protocol systems around God, whether you like it or not. Please, you understand the point now? Don't let anybody teach you and say, oh, all of us, we are the same in Christ. But there are protocol systems to every man's home, even though we are the same. So you can't just jump and say, oh, you are my brother, so I'm coming to your house with the unannounced. Is that possible? No. It's not done. Please, are you getting my point now? It's not done. Can you imagine that, oh, we are all believers, so I just jump here, I'm going to one man of God down the street there, his church, and I'm going to his office, just like that, I'm going there. Does he know you? What are you coming to do? You are a believer, yes. God has to open his eyes before he sees it. What if you are parading yourself as a believer, but you are not? In reality, you are not. Do you understand the point now? Yeah, there's a system, checks and balances. Because even though he's a spirit, you know, filled person, he's a human person, so would it be one? He has to put perimeters to protect himself physically so that he can pursue the assignment of God. Amen? That's it. The fact that we are born again, that God doesn't kill us from here, that, okay, I need you in heaven, come, means that he wants us to fulfill a purpose here. It has to be understood. This is wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, and that you will need administration. When people start coming, you will need administration. You will need where this will do this, where this will do that. Where, and it becomes complex as it grows. So you need to be solving problems all the time. Because as people are coming, problems are coming. So you need to devise, yes, the Holy Ghost. That's why you need constant prayer. The Holy Ghost tells you, do this, don't do this, do that, don't do this. Like before it can be solved. You can't just stand and make an announcement thinking it will go. No! There's an authority behind that. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. And if you are never under authority, you will never be able to command authority. It's just as simple as that. That's why I've been trying to just announce for people to understand it. You get my point now?
Sure.
And everybody and the line God has given them. There are times that people will not respect their man of God. They will respect another man of God. So they move and go to the one you respect. Otherwise, you won't get anything from the one you don't respect. But that is where you are serving. You won't get anything.
Mm.
That's how God has programmed it. So he actually dwells in unapproachable like the Bible says. So we need to be mindful of the things that we do. And the Bible is very clear on it. Some of these things that I'm talking to you about. Say amen to that now.
Amen.
Yes. So, it is the dwelling place of God. But when we were born again, we were born again unto the sanctuary. So, by faith, we dwell in the sanctuary of God. We dwell in the sanctuary, which is all the tabernacle of God. So, the tabernacle of God has, you know, under the grace dispensation. But under the law dispensation, they have the outer court. Remember now, he said the outer court is for the Gentiles. And one day I will explain to you. That is why the Gentiles, they've made two pillars. The bronze pillars were two there. They've actually made it their God at the outer court. And that is what they are worshipping and serving. Not the Christ. So they are doing sacrifices and all of that. But they are doing those sacrifices using the fleshly, that appealing to the fleshly realm. Where Satan also licks. You understand the point?
Sure.
Where you remember that where all the sheep or the rams were holding the basin. That's where they are. At the two bronze, you know, pillars. That's where they are doing their sacrifice. And they are doing their sacrifices of the flesh. And sometimes they'll add human to it. And these days, even the goat and the sheep is not nothing to them. So the human is, they are hunting for human. And it's in the Bible. So they showed all the things. They were merchandise. They were great men of the earth. And they were doing merchandise. Great businessmen. Great merchants. And one of the things they showed and bought was what? Human body. Have you read it?
Yes.
Maybe you have not read it.
So
a time is... Yes, the souls and what?
Bodies of
people. So a time has come in our journey in the earth realm where people are actually selling human parts, human bodies. It's part of the sales. Amen? Maybe you have not read it. Let me show you. In the book of Revelation chapter 18, at least let's start from the verse number 9. Apostle, read for us.
Revelation 18 for verse 9.
Please, watch this. Yes.
The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with
them. These are the kings of the earth. This is not the kings of the earth. The kings of the earth. The kings of the earth, he's talking about outside of his kingdom, not in his kingdom. Even though he has kings in his kingdom, and we are kings. Say, we are kings.
We are kings.
Yes. And they are kings who sit upon the throne, and they are kings who are priests. So, do you understand the point now?
Sure.
So, these are not the kings in the church. These are the kings outside the church, who are kings, you know, who are ruling nations and, you know, in their respective places. Kings over education, entertainment, and all of that. That's what he's talking. No, let's go. Let's see it.
Revelation 18, verse 9.
Yes.
The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her.
So they fornicated with her. Their hair is Babylon. You and the woman, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go ahead.
When they see the smoke of her burning,
uh-huh,
standing at a distance for fear of a torment, saying,
okay,
alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come.
Yes.
The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her.
Yes.
For no one buys their merchandise anymore.
Yes.
Merchandise of gold and silver.
So the merchandise of gold and silver, they sell gold and silver. That's the business they do.
Precious stones and pearls.
They want precious stones, they want pearls as well.
Fine linen and purple.
So they are the ones interested in fine linen and purple. Yes.
Silk and scarlet.
Yes, they also trade in silk and scarlet. So they have factories for all these things. They have factories, distribution centers, outlets, sales centers. They have shops for these things. Gucci, Wuchi, whatever-chi, Versace, Masachi, Tolachi, and... Do you understand? The cheese are a lot. Amen.
Amen.
There are a lot of cheese you don't know yet. Do you know that? You don't know some of the cheese yet. You go somewhere, you see the cheese. They are brands when you travel. You say, hey, these are brands. They are there. But it has not come to Africa yet. Now, let's go ahead and see it.
Every kind of citron wood.
Yes.
Every kind of object of ivory.
Yes.
Every kind of object of most precious wood.
Most precious wood. So your precious wood, you cut, ship it outside to them. Do you understand? Uh-huh. One of them became an issue here. What was the wood? What was the name of the wood? Rosewood. Ghana's rosewood was being cut. So it's a precious wood. They wanted it. They use it for a lot of things. For kings and for royals. Let's go ahead.
Bronze, iron,
they like
marble.
Bronze. They like iron. And they like marble. Yes.
And cinnamon and incense.
So when they discover, you discover new marbles, iron, things, precious gold in your land, they will make sure that there's conflict there so that they can take it and benefit from it. So you see, the things that they trade in have been listed here. So if you want to make a business, you can also get into this chain. But don't have a heart like them. Let's go the things they sell and buy. The things they have factories for.
Verse 13.
Yes.
And cinnamon and incense.
Cinnamon and incense.
Fragrant oil and frankincense.
Uh-huh.
Wine and oil.
They also trade in wine and oil. That's many Christians. Our communion wine is actually processed by them. And they are making money of us, but they don't believe in our Christ. And it looks as if it's a taboo for a Christian to do it. If a church is selling oil right now, it's a problem. But if pagans are selling oil to the church, it's okay. So we need to teach the church to stop using oil, right? Let's not use the olive oil. Because Africa is using a lot of olive oil, but we don't produce olive oil. It's only South Africa in the Cape there, only in the Cape area that produces a little bit of oil. Now, let's go ahead.
Fine flour and wheat.
Fine flour and wheat.
Cattle and sheep.
Cattle and sheep.
Horses and chariots.
And right now they said that cattle and all of that, they emit 6% of carbon. So they want to do away with cattle and produce processed meat using other kind of things.
chemicals, human bodies and all of that, so you can eat. So now they are coming after cattle, sheep, chicken and all of that. Now let's go ahead and see.
Horses and chariots. And bodies and souls of men.
So the chariot there, you see, it's an old-fashioned word for cars. Chariot. Anything they sit in, they move. Planes are part of it. Cars are part of it. See, the prophets will see it. But I wouldn't have a name to call it because at that time, Bugatti has not come. At that time, Benz. Benz is somebody's a Mercedes-Benz. Two people. So at that time, Chevy Cruze had not come. Chevrolet has not come. At that time, Toyota has not come. Amen? Yes. At that time, do you understand the point?
Sure.
So, yes. So at that time, all these people were not there. So he saw visions of it, and he was mentioning the things he was seeing, and said, chariots. So you have to understand cars. Today we buy cars. People of the church, we love cars, because it helps our movement. But these are people who are manufacturing and selling. So if somebody in Ghana is manufacturing cars, Apostle, we won't buy it. Why? Because they will make sure that they will tell you that it's not good. Yes, anything. They have a marketing tool. So anything they will tell you over time, you believe it. So to you, when you buy anything that a Ghanaian has made, so the Ghanaian has the invention, they will come and import you. They'll buy you. So they'll come and say, we are giving your family $1 million. Let's take you, we'll give you a house, we'll give you everything. And they will study it out. After studying everything out, they make you useless. And then they use their inventions and make a huge production of it. So they love inventions. But we don't love inventions. Here, when you do inventions, we'll beat you up. We'll tell you are good for nothing. We can't help you. But when you take it there, they will actually copy everything. And then whatever you become, that's not, you will be sick for a long time. That's right. So there's a strategy. Amen. The Bible is revealing it. Because people who are selling this human part, do you think they are normal? Now let's go. Let's see it.
And bodies and souls of men.
So they sell bodies of men. They sell the souls of men. And God spoke about it long time ago. So if they get your body, they will sell it. So they don't care if you're a believer and they want to make you suffer, so can enter prostitution, adultery, and then they give you money. They don't care about it. So when you say, I'm married, they will laugh. It's like, what are you talking about? Righteousness is not part of their business. We are even selling souls of men. Wave your hand to this. We say, Father, I love you.
Father, I love you.
The people that God is going to be sending to UK and the Europe and to do the ministry there, you are going to face a lot of things. You better start praying. Because all your preachings and all your ministry, there's going to be miraculous. Amen. And if you feel that you are comfortable here, God will also scatter everybody. Yeah? You see, in the book of Acts, when God started scattering the people, it was because he needed to spread the gospel. Now you are being taught. I always ask Jesus, am I doing the right things that you told me to do? Yes. So I've taught you now, you know the word of God. Instead of gossiping, go and teach somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Clap your hands if you would.
Hallelujah.
So let the Lord bless you and keep you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. So I will continue tomorrow and talk about the tabernacle. What is in the tabernacle? And how you are supposed to live your life within the tabernacle. And let no one deceive you within the tabernacle. That the tabernacle is a place where you can actually do what you like. No. Just listen to every instruction the Lord gives you. If you are actually blessed enough to hear the audible voice of the Lord, and you can decide and you can determine that this is the audible voice of God to guide you through scriptures, fine. If you are not, study, and the Lord will start speaking to your spirit. Study the word of God consistently, and the Lord will speak. And then attend meetings, let the Lord speak to your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So understand the tabernacle is the dwelling place, the habitation. It used to be the tabernacle, it used to be called tent. A tent of meeting. A dwelling place of God. The moment they erected a tabernacle, it means they were going to do the sacrifice. The Hebrew people call it Meshkan. Meshkan. Meshkan means the tabernacle. Meshkan. Fatu-Utrim. Meshkan. Yes. So I will talk about how the tabernacle was actually covered. And the reason why they needed the instrument to cover it. It's all given unto us. So let me give you the book of Exodus chapter 25 verse 5. Okay, Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 to 40. Read all of them. Exodus chapter 35, verse 7. Exodus chapter 36, verse 19. Ezekiel 16, verse 9.
Go and read about it, and then we will talk about what it means. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So I will talk about it with you, so you can learn a lot about what the Lord has said in His Word concerning what a tabernacle is. Right now, you are a tabernacle of God. You are a temple of the Holy One. He dwells inside of you. So you can move from one place to another. You can move from one place to another. But when you move, God is inside of you. He also what moves with you. So wherever you get to, God is there. So have faith in yourself. And so based on this, I will tell you how miracles happen. How supernatural things happen. How supernatural abundance and provisions come. So because when you move, God has moved. And so you see, in the believer's life, one of the things we need to observe is that the Lord was teaching us about faith. And He taught us how to depend on Him rather than depending on the systems of this world. Remember, the systems of the world. Because the systems of the world has been created and made by men. But the system of the kingdom is created and made by God. If you dwell in the systems of this world, you will fail. In the systems of this world, the more you save, the more you make it, the more you gather, the more you get abundance. But abundance in the kingdom system is when you stretch your hands out. There is a reason. Why? But before you do that, you must believe in it first, because there must be faith before the practice. Are you getting my point now?
Sure.
Yes. And faith is to actionize. That's what the Bible says in the book of James. You know, faith without works is what?
Dead.
So faith must carry what? Works. Faith must go with works. You must actually produce works out of faith.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Sure.
So if you are there and you say, okay, you know, this one is prosperous, I have to be, because I want to be, you know, the world. If you dwell, so somebody can actually ask a question. The people of the world, they don't worship God, but they are rich. Listen, the riches of God is different. You are a believer. You don't have to ask even God that question. The riches of the world, they operate by a system. So some of them, people will be able to be rich and fun. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will blow it away. Because why? Anything from a believer, a kingdom person, must be correct, must be of righteousness. It must have a characteristics. Amen?
Amen.
So if you are selling something, or you are an agent of a house, and the way of greediness should not be part of you. If you are greedy, the Holy Ghost will not be with you. You will fail. Everything must be by faith. Don't go and learn the worldly characteristics and technology, because you will be bankrupt. With character, you will be so corrupt. When somebody starts teaching fallacies and error, you know, it takes time for God to quench your voice. You will actually try to see whether you will change. Because when you read the word of God, you see that, then you skip it. You are teaching men how to be corrupt. God will not, you know, He won't support that. So the Spirit of God won't support. His angels won't support those things. So understand how our kingdom works. It works by faith. Now anybody who even gives, not, you see, if you give without faith, it brings you nothing. It's just you operating like a worldly person. So when you come into the kingdom, you shift your mind from worldly perspective and to God's perspective.
The people come great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor ever be. O Hill City, like the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to the arrival of new wine, heat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
It's worse. The power is dead.
The Lord's General, John Amachi, and the Holy Dominion Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus. We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnamachiministries.org.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.